So, my dear devotees, I want to welcome you to this evening called, it's a Lila Katha evening. And I would like to give you a little orientation which is necessary for you to understand what we will be doing now. In our Vaishnava tradition, it was customary for devotees to come and sit together in the evening and hear about Krishna's pastimes. And from this need to just be with Krishna by hearing about him, a tradition evolved, which is known as the Padyavali tradition. Vaishnavas would make some songs about pastimes. Exalted Vaishnavas would make songs about pastimes, and they would sing these songs, and the refrains of the songs, which were highlighting the themes of the pastimes, would be then sung by everyone in the congregation. Now, because we are a little, here the narration would be intertwined with singing, and in this way a very devotional atmosphere was created. So my friend Burijan Prabhu thought about this and concluded that we are not really knowledgeable in the Bengali songs, and we can't hear really we can't translate Bengali into our English. And he designed some things where he just put the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya artfully together, and then mix it with song and with chanting. So I picked that up from him and developed it in my own way a little further, and would like to present to you this evening Chaitanya Lila Katha. Because I know that in our movement we don't hear so much directly about Krishna, because sometimes we feel that we are not qualified, or there's other reasons. I feel always very safe to do it about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with your permission, I want to present you something very beautiful this evening, which you will soon... your duty is just to listen, to give your heart to the narration, and to do what your storyteller will request you to do. It's all good things in regards to the Leela. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. My dear devotees, each evening Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go from his house to the house of Srivas Pandit. That house was surrounded by a moat, and there were different settlements in the house. The most important was the Kirtan Hall. All the devotees would assemble there in the night. Like rivers of milk, these flower-like devotees would come from their specific residences to be with the Lord in loud kirtan and dance in abundance. Generally, the Lord was in the mood of a devotee and would dance. But today, he was up to something else. On this particular day, which we will hear about, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up, walked like a lion through the entire kirtan hall, moved further on the altar, and sat at the place of Lord Vishnu. On this day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, abandoned to all pretense, and for 21 hours manifested his true identity as the king of Vaikuntha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered the devotees, "Sing my Abhishek song." Not even half a sesame seed's worth of material illusion remained anywhere. Hearing these words, the devotees happily sang, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gently moved his head back and forth like it was described in the Japa retreat. Mahaprabhu looked at everyone, and the devotees decided to bathe the Lord. They brought Ganga water and filtered it through a splendid cloth. And in that water they placed with great love camphor, sandal, aguru, kumkum, musk and other fragrances. There were shouts of Jai Jai in the four directions. Everyone began to recite the Abhishek mantras. First, Lord Nityananda sang, "Jai Jai." Not like that. "Jai Jai." Advaita and Srivas sang, "Jai Jai." And the other prominent devotees shouted, "Jai Gauranga." All came forward to bathe Lord Chaitanya. Some of the devotees wept. Some danced and tried to hold the conscious and bathe him. And some were overcome with bliss. The chaste ladies made all auspicious sounds which our ladies can also do. Bliss personified entered the hearts of all. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king of Vaikuntha, sat down. All the devotees poured water over his head. My dear devotees, do you know what happened? If you only in your meditation offer water and bathe the Lord with your meditational water, you are purified. But he and she who takes Ganga water and pours it over the head of the Lord will never ever have to see Lord Yamaraj. I'm speaking the truth. I'm speaking the truth. Shriva's servants and maidservants carried thousands of water pots from the Ganga. Now there was one fortunate girl amongst them, called Duki the Miserable, who busily, with a laughter in her face, carried water from the Ganga and put it into a part of the house so that devotees could grab these pots and bathe Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya saw little Duki running back and forth and shouted, "Bring more water! Bring more water!" When Lord Chaitanya destroyed how Duki responded with devotion, he said, "From now on, your name Duki will be changed into Suki. You will no longer be the miserable one. You will be the happy one." Afterwards, the devotees chanted more Vedic mantras, bathed the Lord, wiped his limbs dry with excellent cloth, and clothed him in new garments. My dear devotees, the garments they offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were flashing like the light of flashes and reminded everyone of Krishna's garments. They anointed his body with splendid and fragrant sandal paste. And then, after they cleansed the throne of Lord Vishnu in the altar room, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat again on the throne. My dear devotees, at that time an arati was offered. During this arati scene, Nityananda held a parasol, an umbrella, over Lord Chaitanya's head. Another fortunate devotee moved a chamara fan. And all the devotees brought ingredients for worship of God to Lord Chaitanya's feet, offering patya, arkya, achamiya, fragrances, flowers, incense. Again and again they took tulsi leaves, anointed them with sandal paste, and stuck them to the beautiful reddish bottom of Mahaprabhu's feet. Then the prominent devotees like Advaita Acharya stepped forward, offered dandavat obeisances, and while a great river of love flowed from the devotees' eyes, they prayed. And please join these devotees in their prayer. O Master of all the universes, glory, glory to you. Please take your hands and fold them, my dear devotees. O Mahaprabhu, please place your glance of mercy on this world, which is burning with troubles. And don't forget to look at me also. O Father of the universe, glory to you. O Lord, who started the Sankirtan movement, glory, glory to you. O Lord, who protects his devotees, glory to you. O Lord, who gives life to all beings, even to the motionless plants. Glory to you. O deliverer of the fallen souls. Glory to you. O friend of the poor. Glory to you. O Lord, who wear the garments of a cowherd boy. O Lord, who rests on the ocean of milk. O purifier of fallen Ajamil. Do I have a chance? Glory, glory to you. You freed Putana of her sins. Will you free me? Glory to you. And then with loving tears, they sang the glories of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Amen.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
That evening, where the devotees could offer for the first time their loving prayers to their Lord, they became plunged in an ocean of bliss. They just gazed at the Lord's wonderful form. His hair, in which there were streams of jasmine flowers, his top knot, his beautiful, wide open, elongated lotus eyes, in which the pupils swam like fishes in an ocean. Yes, in an ocean or in a pond. Because these eyes were filled with tears, tears of ecstatic rapture. They placed before the lotus feet all their possessions, jewels, gold, silver. Some devotees bowed down. They brought colored silk, white, blue, and bright yellow, everything before the Lord's feet. Yes, there were also demigods like Brahma and Shiva who came in disguised forms. They placed champaka flowers on the graceful toenails of the Lord, mallika flowers, kunda and kadamba flowers. Then Lord Chaitanya became hungry and asked for food, and mountains of food were given to him and consumed by him. Moya candy was there, jambu fruits, cucumbers. They brought 5 times and 10 times hundreds and of thousands of villagers came forward, and Lord Chaitanya, the great master of yoga, ate everything. Whatever was brought, he ate. The devotees could not understand where these mountains of food remained. Now, as the devotees did sankirtan, they chanted the different names of the Lord. And then something happened which is just so wonderful, my dear devotees, that you need to hear it very carefully. It is so wonderful that this ragini has stopped to function in deep levels of ecstasy. I'm speaking the truth. It has stopped to function, although electricity is here. Maybe Manu can bring this machine out of the state of faint. If you faint, we have a doctor for you and Madri. Don't worry, listen very eagerly. Lord Chaitanya looked at the devotees and said, "Do you remember once you had fever? And I assumed the form of a physician and came when your fever was at the highest pitch and cured you." Overwhelmed, the devotee fell to the ground. Then Lord Chaitanya looked at his own teacher, the Brahmana Gangadas, and said, "Do you remember? Once in the middle of the night, you had heard that the king and his men were coming to you in order to do violence to you. You fled with all your family, went to a ferry place at the Ganga, but no boat was present. You felt yourself in great danger. The night was almost over, and still you could not get a boat. You heard already the Muslims coming. Afraid that they would come and touch your wife, you decided to enter the Ganga and drown yourself. Just then, at the highest pitch of your misery, I, assuming the form of a ferryman in a boat, came from the other side of the Ganga and came to you. Thrilled to see me in the boat, you said, 'Oh my brother, please save me. My family, my life, wealth and body are now all yours. Please save me. There's great danger coming behind me.'" The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paused. Streams of tears were flowing down the cheeks of Gangadas, who remembered his anxiety building up and how there was no one to save him. Then Mahaprabhu said, "In this way, I descended from Vaikuntha and ferried you and your family to the other shore." Gangadas floated in an ocean of bliss, fainted and fell to the ground. And then Lord Chaitanya turned to Srivas. "Oh Srivas, do you remember your early life? Tell the devotees." Srivas said, "My lord, when I was 16 years old, I was a rascal of a Brahmin boy. I did everything which I don't want to speak about now. One night, a divine personality appeared and said, 'Srivas, in 1 year you will die. Change your ways.' Then the personality disappeared. Overcome with fear, I started to chant, and then when the day of my death came, I went to Devananda Pandit's house, the great reader and teacher of the Bhagavatam, to hear him give a Bhagavat discourse. I thought, 'Let me die hearing the Bhagavat.' Then my hour came. I fell down from the balcony where I had hidden into a heap of straw. The next thing I knew was, I was alive. I was outside the house of Srivas. Some students, thinking that I am an emotional bhakta, had carried me into some place outside, and I was saved. That's my story." Gauranga Mahaprabhu smiled. He said, "Oh Srivas, that person who appeared in your dreams and told you to change your ways, that was me. this way. Gauranga Mahaprabhu called forward many devotees, amongst them Haridas Thakur, whom he showed how he had descended from Vaikuntha to save him from the beatings of the Muslims and proved that the Lord always cares for his devotees. My dear devotees, do you know that Prabhupada has written in the Bhagavatam commentaries that the Lord does not only come when the devotee prays to him. No, even when the devotee, due to circumstances, has not prayed to him, had turned away from him, the Lord had already come at that time to him and made him change his ways so that finally he could meet devotees and hear from them how to turn to the practice of devotional service. My dear devotees, the heart wants to tell many more things about this special night. The mouth can almost not help be held back, and the tongue wants to vibrate this leela. But we are careful servants of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mission and want the whole event to move on smoothly. So chant one more time and remember this scene which you have heard, that Mahaprabhu explained to his devotees how he saved them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai,
Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai,
Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai,
Da-da-da.